Today, Professor Irina Filatova is the Professor of the State University High School of Economics in Moscow, as well as Professor Emeritus and Senior Research Fellow of the University of KwaZulu-Natal. Irina, Professor, so great to have you back. How are you this morning?
Fine, thank you. Hello and good morning.
Good morning. Okay, yesterday we had a whole focus on, the entire show was focused on the Olympics, and I'm very curious. One of the areas we were discussing was doping, which of course impacted the Russian Olympic team massively. I'm curious to know how are they are competing as the Russian Olympic Committee?
Well, this is a long story and a rather mysterious one. It is the second, actually, Olympics when the Russians are competing not as Russia and
correct,
not under national flag, but as something else. At the Pyeongchang Olympics in 2018, they competed as Russian Olympic athletes. Olympic athletes from Russia. Yeah, and now it is Russian Olympic Committee. This was a punishment which was handed down to Russia by the WADA, which is World Anti-Doping Agency. And this happened in 2016 as a result of the doping scandal in which Russia was absolutely embroiled. Now, no mysteries here, but the problem is that Russia is, this whole scandal is indelibly connected with the name of Grigory Rodchenkov. And Grigory Rodchenkov was head of the Russian Anti-Doping Agency at that time. What happened was that Rodchenkov was arrested in 2011 by the Russian authorities for doping, for distributing some sort of doping agents to the athletes. And his sister was arrested for that and imprisoned for that. He was arrested, but not imprisoned, and rather let off the hook. The World Anti-Doping Agency was interested in all that and started to investigate and started to dig and dig and dig into this Russian Anti-Doping Agency and started to uncover that there was indeed doping. So at that stage, some of the Rodchenkov's colleagues started to disappear. And Rodchenkov decided to save his skin by hopping on a plane and going to Los Angeles and staying there. And he started to give evidence like anything. He started to give any evidence that there was a wide state-organized system of doping, protected by the Russian state. And it was he who was at the center of this doping scandal.
Got you.
Now, so it is conceded, yeah.
So does this play over into the team that's in Tokyo today?
Well, the team is clean, you know.
Got it.
They now checked and rechecked and rechecked and rechecked. But you see, if there was such a widely spread doping, you have to punish that somehow. So the Russian Doping Agency is still suspended from the World Doping Agency, and the Russia as a state is supposed to be punished, but in effect, I don't know why the athletes have to suffer. They at least have the right to have the flag of their country and so on. And Rodchenkov is sitting in America in the witness protection program. His appearance was changed, and his a place where he is absolutely unknown.
All right. And yet there's this multi-year impact on the poor athletes out of Russia. I'm glad that they're able to compete, though. They're competing very well. They're the fourth on the medals list, you say?
Yeah.
Very impressive. Prof, unfortunately, that's all the time we have today. It's 8:31.